today I would like to share with you is that you as a church sending out your missionaries. All the fruit of those missionaries is also your fruit. We all can become fishers and men. I'd like to share with you three passages. Since there's one word, we'll link all those three passages together. Three passages is from, the first one is from Matthew 4:17. I think most of us are very familiar with this passage. It's when Jesus Christ called out to his first batch of disciples. First two were Simon Peter and Andrew. He called out to say, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men." And at once they left their nets and followed him. Interesting. Why they will give up their something, the most important tools they use for make living. Give it up and to follow Jesus. It must be something is more attractive, right? More attractive. Something they think power worker will catch more fish. So they gave up their nets. Okay, the second passage is from Matthew 13. And Jesus taught his disciple, he said, "Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down in the lake and caught all kind of fish. When it is full, the fishermen put it up on the shore, then sit down and collect the good fish from in the basket and throw away the bad one." And Jesus continues to say, "This is how it will be at the end of age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, and where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." What kind of net you cast into the lake? What kind of net you can cast, let down in the lake, and then you caught all kind of fish, then you pull it from the shore? What kind of net can be done like this way? Second net, okay? The third passage is from John 21. You probably are also familiar with this passage. And it's Jesus Christ has already resurrected. And he told his disciples, "Let's meet in the Galilee Lake." And all the disciples went back to fishing, seven of them. And Simon Peter was the leader. That seven of them went back to fishing. But they labored for a whole night, didn't catch anything. Next morning, and Jesus, standing on the shore, tells them, "Hey, little one," actually the original language is "children," "paideia," "children, do you have any fish?" He said, "No," they answered. Some translations are, "Do you have any food?" Here's translation says, "Do you have any fish?" He said, "No." And Jesus said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." And then they cast their net on the right side and then pulled it up. How many fish did they catch? How many fish did they catch? Remember the number? 153. Were you wondering when you read the Bible, why 153? Do you guess why it is 153? Well, actually, if you think about that, when Apostle John wrote down this passage, that was 30 years later after the event happened. If I ask you, 10 years ago, you went go fishing and you caught a lot of fish. If I ask you, how many fish exactly you caught? You probably tell me 20-something. Tell me exactly how many. I say, I don't remember, of course. This is so long ago. 30 years ago, he still remembers that number. 153. Why? Okay, let's find out the answer one by one. First, let me tell you, all these three nets, that three nets are different words in original Greek. the original language. Different nets. So even the translation in Chinese, in English is a net, but in original language there are different words. The first is, Jesus said, come follow me, I will make you fishers of men. That's the first net in the New Testament. And that net, if we check the dictionary, lexicon, Greek lexicon, they say, well, that word is called amphiblastron. They say, well, Dr. Huang, don't tell me the Greek. I don't know Greek. Well, actually, I know that. Because most people know one language, two languages is called bilingual, right? Three languages is called trilingual. Four languages is called quadrilingual. Five languages is called Mormon, right? One language is called American, right? American, especially American evangelicals, right? So, one thing I would encourage all of you, especially if you are high school, take your high school and your college, take at least one or two foreign languages. If you don't know any other language except English, and then your vision is just there. You won't be able to see the world. Let me encourage you. Okay? So, just trust me. These are the true words. Okay? Amphiblastron. Now, say, what is amphiblastron mean? Actually, you already know that word. Amphi, do you know amphitheater? What does that mean? A theater is round. So, amphi means round. Blastron, you know that word. Ballistic missile. So, what does ballistic mean? Throwing. So amphiblastron means throwing it like a circle. So that kind of net is being casted like this way. Understand? Okay, you have the net, put it on your shoulder or your underneath your arm. You hold one string in your left hand side and then you throw it like this way. And if you have good skill, then the net will open up to about 20 feet wide, a round shape, a good circle. Then when you touch water, let it sink all the way to the bottom, then you pull it back. And whatever the fish in that circle, all the way from water surface to the bottom, will be all caught. But that was not the way when they catch fish in Israel. I didn't know that. And here about 15 years ago, my wife and me, we went to Israel and study, and we were having the opportunity to travel from one side of Galilee Lake to the other side. So the tour guide, also fishermen, demonstrate how do they fish. They say, oh, at the Jesus Christ time, that's how they fish. So he took out exactly the net like this way. Put on his shoulder, then he throw it on the left side of the boat. But curiously, as soon as the net touched the water, didn't even sink to the bottom, he started to pull it back. He told us, there's no fish. And then he cast the net again on the right hand side, cast it. And then, very interesting, how come? He just barely touched the water, he started to pull the string, and he said, okay, there's no fish. So, I told, hey, brother, if you are a tour guide, please be faithful, tour guide. At least you let the net sink back to the bottom. Let's see if there are real fish or not. Do you know most famous fish in Galilee Lake is called what? Called St. Peter's fish. Tilapia. Tilapia, about this size. So in Galilee Lake, the fish can grow to about 2 pounds. Very big. And so St. Peter's fish, nowadays if you go to Israel, in the restaurant they do serve them. About $30 for one fish. Oh, very expensive. And so I asked him, how can you just let the net just barely touch water and then you start to pull the string? How can you get fish at all? Then he told me, like this way. We Jewish people do not fish in those bottom feeders. Understand? Jewish people, according to their dietary laws, it's called kosher, right? For kosher, for a fish to be kosher, it must be with scale. So the bottom feeder, that's called catfish. Catfish doesn't have scale. If a fish doesn't have scale, the bottom feeders, they actually feed on the whatever the waste from the top, right? So they say, well, we Jewish people, we don't eat bottom feeders, so those are unclean. Well, then suddenly I realized that why Peter and Jesus, they throw away the net and follow Jesus. Jesus must have a better way to catch fish for me. I don't need a bottom feeder. I cannot let the net all the way down to the bottom. For laboring for a whole night, I didn't catch any fish. Wow. But think about that. Think about that. Follow me. Think about that. For Jewish people, for almost 1600 years, the law of Moses already given to them, and the law of Moses is to them to spread the name of Yahweh, or sometimes you read Jehovah, really pronunciation should be Yahweh, to spread the name of Yahweh to the whole nation so that all nations would praise the name of the Lord, right? But for 1600 years, how many people on the earth, what is the percentage of the people on the earth actually know the name of Yahweh? Do you know? I tell you, less than 1%. At Jesus' time, Jewish population is probably less than 0.5% of the whole world population. So they never spread the word, spread the name of the Yahweh to anyone. They see all the non-Jewish people are, what's that called? Gentiles. Are Chinese people, American people, are we Gentiles? Yeah, we are Gentiles. All non-Jewish people were called Gentiles at the time. They are unclean. So Andrew, Simon Peter, all of them, they didn't want to have anything to do with those Gentiles. Yet, in reality, over 1600 years, the name of the only one true God, the Lord, has never been spread out except their own Jewish people. Well, actually, there's another group of people very similar to Jewish people that's called Chinese. For Chinese, wherever we go, we always call whoever are not Chinese, call them foreigners. Well, actually, over here, who are foreigners? We are foreigners. Well, I hope our brothers, sisters in this great country, United States of America, do not fall in this contract. Then we think again. From Jesus' time to now, how many years? 2,000 years. So what is the world population? World population, out of the whole world population, what is the percentage of the people declare Yahweh, the Lord is the only true God, and Jesus Christ is the Savior? What is the percentage? Do you know? Out of the whole world is about 7 billion people, right? About 2.3 billion of them declare themselves are Christians. So what is the percentage? 33.3%. From 0.5% to 33%. What makes difference? All make a difference is how do you catch the net. Okay. Then we have to study the next word. Because my time is short, I have to speak very fast. Second net is the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kind of fish. What kind of net can be casted into the lake and caught all kind of fish? This net is another word, it's called sagene. Sagene is just an English word, sign. In Greek word, sagene. It's a dragnet. A dragnet is casted into the lake like this. You carry the net in your boat and have the pull string, the pull rope, two pull rope fixed on the shore with the five or six fishermen. So they hold on to those pull string, the pull rope. And then the boat will go out to a lake, then cast the net gradually down. Although you have to keep the order. The heavier one with sink at the bottom, and the one with a floater on the top, so it won't be too twisted. Then as you cast it all the way, probably half mile or so, to the other end. And then the other end, there are five or six fishermen is waiting over there. Then you give that poor rope to the other side. Then together you have a 10, 12 fishermen. With all the fishermen jump off the boat, on the shore, start to pull it in. It took about half hour, 1 hour. Finally, you get all the things from water surface all the way to the bottom of the lake. Everything being pulled in. Can you avoid catfish? Can you? No way, right? You have to catch everything in there. So that's why Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into a lake and caught all kinds of fish. You caught not only fish, you caught all the crab, shrimp, clams. And by the way, our Jewish people, Jewish brothers do not eat that. Those are unclean. And Jesus continued to say, at the end of the world, it's like that. And angel will come out and start to pick what is good and what is bad. Left only the good one and throw away the bad one. What is good, what is bad? What is criteria? Do you see that over here? What is criteria? Clean or unclean? Jewish or Gentile? American or aliens, or righteous and wicked. Who are righteous? Whoever justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, by their faith, is righteous. The righteous is the one after believing Jesus Christ that have their personal relationship with that one true God. That is the righteous. So it's not depends on your race, whoever will be saved. Now the Jewish people are the chosen one. At the end of the world, the gospel shall be preached to all nations, all peoples. And that the net will be pulled in at the end. Who will be chosen is not your race. Whoever will be chosen is because of your faith. So now we go to the third net. The third net, when Jesus said, well, hey, Pai Liang, little children, do you have anything to eat? They said, we don't have anything to eat, although we labor for whole night. And Jesus said, well, then cast your net on the right-hand side, and then they caught a lot. They caught, how many? Remember? How many? 153, right? Okay. And that word, as a third word, in Greek, it's called diktuon. Diktuon, that word is even being used today, like for example, internet is called dia diktuon. Social network is a canonical diktuon. So this word is all the way being used for 2,000 years, still being used. Diktuon. That's that. And Jesus said, cast your net on the right side, and they called 153. 153 actually is a very large number. You say, how come? It's 153. But if you multiply by 1.5 or 2 pounds, say 1.5, well, so that catch is how many pounds? 200 something pounds, right? So you won't be able to put it into your boat, otherwise your boat will capsize. So they have to pull to the shore. It's a very large number. Second, it's a mysterious number. It's a miracle number. If you set a triangle, one point, one dot, then two dots, and three dots, and four dots, all the way to 17, then you have a triangle. Each side are 17 dots. You add all them together, it's called, try that, 153. You say, oh, probably just by accident. Oh, let's see next one. 153 is also three narcissistic number. 1 to the power of 3 plus 5 to the power of 3 and 3 to the power of 3, again, is 153. You say, well, that's by accident. Okay, how about another one? 153 equal to 1, what is that? Exclamation mark? Nah, it's called factorial. Factorial. For example, 5 factorial. Use exclamation mark, but it's not called exclamation mark. It's called factorial. 5 factorial equal to 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. It's called factorial. So 1 factorial plus 2 factorial plus 3 factorial plus 4 factorial plus 5 factorial, again, is 153. Oh, is that it? Oh, if you are really interested, there's an algorithm. You write a computer program. No matter what number you start with, as long as it's divisible by 3, you will always go back to 153, no matter how. Try it yourself. So 153 is a miracle number. And that miracle number is a message Jesus Christ wants to tell his disciples. In your life, you may have an empty net, but if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. In your life, you can also have that miracle of 153. And that all depends on how do you cast the net. Have you thought about it? How do they cast the net? Jesus said, well, cast your net on the right side of the boat. I always wondered, the boat in the lake is not fixed. Right? You pilot the boat, you drive the boat from left and right and try to catch a fish. So right side of a boat is not fixed place. What does that mean? You cast your net on the right side, you must get some. So what does that right side mean? My reliable Greek dictionary, what we call lexicon, and I checked that word, it's called dexia. Dexia has two meanings. One meaning is right side, the other meaning is normal, correct side. Ah, suddenly I understand. Right side and wrong side. Jesus said, cast your net on the right side. Well, it's a pun. Cast your net on the correct side. How do you cast your net on the correct side? Well, it depends. What you in your hand, do you use a net as a fisher for fishing a man or fishing a fish? In your life, you actually have a lot of resources. If you are a teacher, all your students are in your net. If you are a lawyer, all your clients are your net. If you are a student, you say, I'm nothing, I'm just a student. All your classmates are your net. I work for NASA. When I became a pastor, I thought I would never be able to use any of my
formal training, I got 2 doctoral degrees. The first one in science, the second one in theology. I thought I would never be able to use any of my formal training. Not true. After I commit myself, I'm willing to follow his call, became a full-time pastor. All my formal training became a tool for me to preach the gospel, to share the gospel, bring people to Christ. So every year I share the evangelistic conference in different places. Every year it's about 90 to 100 seekers come to Christ. And my specialty is science and faith dialogue. So, yes, in my life I have experienced so many miracles of 153. So do you. You can have that miracle in your life as well. As long as you know, if your net, was casted on the wrong side or right side. In 2001, when God called me to full serving in full time, I said, I'm not ready yet. At that time, 2001, I was 41 years old. I said, oh Lord, can you wait until 55? Wait until I'm 55. Do you know why it's 55? When I'm 55, I know all my 3 kids were graduated from college. I know when I'm 55, my mortgage will be paid off. I know when I'm 55, my retirement saving 401k will be enough for me to retire. Did I have a net too? It's called my personal security net, right? Did I cast that net on left hand side or right hand side? Where? Left hand side, right? I have my safety net, but that net is for myself. I cast that net on the left side. Praise the Lord. I answered his calling. I became a fisher of men. For the past 20 years, I had experienced miracles after miracles, more than 153. So do you. You can also have the number, the miracle of 153 in your life, as long as you are willing to give your life to Jesus Christ. Follow his calling. Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. My time is up. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. For you have sent your Son, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, come to this world to give us the message. We can follow Jesus and you will make us fishers of men. The whole world is ours. As long as we are willing to follow Jesus to become fishers of men. We thank you for this promise. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for this miracle of 153 can be fulfilled in every single one of our life. We thank you. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.